Mom, Dad, you should shop Amazon for back to school and save some money. See, I'm currently obsessed with superheroes and need all the superhero stuff. Superhero lunchbox, superhero backpack. But next year, it'll be something else. Maybe dinosaurs? I don't know. I'm not a fortune teller. But I can tell you not to spend a fortune and shop low prices for school on Amazon. Okay, good chat. Amazon. Spend less, smile more.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is Wow. Spellbinding. Is that a glass of wine behind you?
Well, yeah, but it's not from right now.
No, of course not. But it's like very it's romantic.
Thank you. Thank you. Me, romance. Yeah.
I've been wined and dined.
Thank you. I just finished painting this room the other day.
It's so stunning and bland.
Well, thank you.
You have to fit in, and I get that.
I don't have to fit in, but the room does.
The room does. That's what
And
it is.
You know, the room was forest green until.
I know.
Such a shame. That was the wig wall. Look at all the fixed holes. Come on, honey.
I don't see a hole even.
Because they're gone. They're fixed.
See? Oh, they're fixed. Oh, yeah. My God. You are. It says something when you can pull off a velvet gown, but also can fill in a wall. Do you know what I'm saying?
Thank you. You know, the thing is. I'm usually, I have a broad range of interests. Okay.
Yes.
I'm very down to earth.
Yes. Humble.
My little brother was like, I feel like you're just like obsessed with the weird subsets of like human life. And then we'll find.
He's not wrong.
And I'm like, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
I had a point to what I was saying. Oh, I finished doing this wall and I was tired and I was like, where's my setting spray? And I'm like, you see, that's worlds colliding because you don't put setting spray on the wall when you're done painting it.
I didn't know.
Well, you don't.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Setting spray is for makeup.
Oh. See, talk about, I am horrible at anything furniture. Like, I just bought a piece of furniture and I'm either like, who am I hiring to build it? You know, because like, there's no way.
What is it?
It's honestly stunning. Do you want to see?
Yeah.
Okay, because I reorganized my whole apartment and I don't have any drawers for my desk, which is insane because you need to put stuff away. You need to have a place to hide stuff. That's my rule of thumb in life and honestly in a desk area.
Well, that's why I hide everything on my insides.
That's right. So let me show you this. I think it's stunning. It's going to go like essentially right behind me where that bookshelf is. Oh, and it's out of stock. That's always exciting.
Oh my God, it's a beautiful green dresser.
It's literally stunning. And look at the like the detail.
It's very beautiful.
It's very rich looking.
It also looks very easy to put together.
Okay.
No offense. Did it come already?
No, it hasn't come yet.
I bet it's pretty easy to put together.
Okay. I believe you. Anything with drawers is very hard. You know, they say it's hard.
You'll find it. You'll figure it out.
Yeah, they said, which the part that I'm like, ooh, is they're like, when it delivers, It said it was 77 pounds online and now it's saying it's 99. And I'm like, ooh, I mean, I think I'm strong, but I'm like, that's going to hurt me.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
You'll be fine.
I'll be fine. I also have like this sort of like pack this, you know, the energy of someone who's like hiding from robbers.
Yes.
That's me with packages. Like, I am literally like a feral. Like, I'm just like, get it upstairs. People are like, can I help you? I'm like, I'm fine. Like, I don't know why I'm like that. I'm just convinced everyone's going to take my packages. So, also because some of the packages in the building are missing. So, we do have a thief.
People don't. New York is a free for all when it comes to getting a package. Mm-hmm. If you get a package, it's a celebration.
Yeah. It's like, I ordered this like 2 pound weights. Gone. I went to go get him. Gone.
Stolen. Swiped.
Swiped. I'm like, come on.
People steal.
And so I don't like that.
See, I don't like that either. I don't like stealing.
You have to buy for yourself. I'll tell you where I got it. It was Amazon. That's where I mean, not the dresser, but I'm saying like
these people see Amazon boxes, they just grab them.
They just go crazy. It's not nice.
It's absolutely reprehensible is what it is.
That's what I'm saying. So anyhow, like a feral cat, I'll be dragging that 100-pound dresser upstairs to then try to figure out if I can put it together, which I will, and I can, and I'll figure it out. Claire said she'd help.
I can help too, okay? I'm mighty.
I know. Believe me, I know.
I took down, so I had these two big silver like metal shelf like units.
Wow.
So I took them down, but my roommate wanted them for her new apartment, so I took them down, brought them to her new apartment, re-put them up.
You're incredible.
And then I got rid of two small dressers. I have a big dresser to still get rid of. I got rid of so many clothes, it's crazy.
Oh my God. I did that too. And I feel unbelievable.
Look at this. Okay. So this is the pile of things I have to take to the donation bin.
Yes. Where is it? Yeah. Oh my God. You guys, it's like five garbage bags.
It's five huge garbage bags.
Five. But also
where did they go these days?
I brought my stuff to Salvation Army. I actually almost had an anxiety panic attack because as I went in, I realized I haven't been around humans and it's a tight space and it's kind of, I freaked myself out and I was like, oh my God, like we're so close.
Did you just drop it all off? Because my thing is, I'm like, there's a shit ton in there. Do they go through it? I don't have time for that.
No. So what I did when I went is like because I had it in luggage, so I dumped everything in this huge bin, and then she was like, write your name on this piece of paper and the date, and then we'll like go through it on their time, because I wasn't expecting to get paid. Like,
I don't want anything for it. I don't
want
to.
Yeah, so then you just drop it.
I want to just be like, just take it. I just feel that's guilty what you do. Throwing it away.
Yeah. So you just drop it and go. I was in there for like 3 minutes.
It's a lot. I think you can also like go online and they'll pick it up for you if you book an appointment or something.
Okay, that sounds way better. Yeah.
But it's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Cause how are you going to bring it? You'd have to take a car, I guess.
And even with that, I'm like, it's six bags, I think.
Wow.
Huge garbage bags.
Yeah. You either need help bringing it or I don't even know.
So anyway,
good for you. Don't you feel like I got rid of half of my wardrobe and I feel like, oh my God, I can see all my clothes that I like. And I got rid of all the clothes I don't like.
Yeah, I feel like I have like a full, everything I have really is packed. I'm like ready to
go.
To go.
Damn.
So.
Are you feeling good? Yeah. When are you leaving? Do you know?
I think like next.
Oh, good.
Thursday?
Yeah. Wow.
I have to rent a car, or I am renting a car.
Wow.
And I'm putting all of my shit in it. Taking
I love it that.
So, you know what, Jesse?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. And we'll see. You guys, the only thing you can do is see.
And that's the truth of the matter.
That is really the truth.
Is the only thing you can do is see.
Is see. And
I've been practicing my news person voice.
Let's do it.
Isn't it fun? Like, say something in a newscasting voice and it changes the game.
Yeah.
Are you going to do
it? What are we? Yeah. Okay. Let me just figure out what to say. This like, morning for breakfast, I ate eggs and garlic salt. Garlic salt, the salt that's underrated. Back to you in the studio, Chris.
That Jessie, certainly she does love her garlic salt. Does she not, Rhonda? Anyway, 5,000 were killed in a bloody massacre, some are calling the donut murders.
Self-inflicted pain. They gorge themselves to death without even thinking twice.
It's a pill that apparently makes you really want sugar. The donut plant just happened to be the first stop of many.
Yeah.
I think that's like a fun...
I think, could we break news that way? Oh, thing. I have news to break. Everyone's break engaged.
A lot of my friends got engaged this weekend.
Right? Mine too. I'm like, okay, everybody, let's take a second. I thought that we all ironically celebrated Valentine's Day. Apparently not.
And you know, the thing is, I've been in a lot of weddings.
You literally have been in the most weddings that have ever been had.
And I realize I'm going to be in a few more. I think I'll be at 15 by the end of next year.
I hate to say the word 27 dresses. Could be you.
I literally could be in 27 weddings.
Yeah.
Can you? I hope I'm in 28. Okay.
I hope you're in 28.
And I hope I was in 28. And guess what? None of them were mine.
Yeah. None of them were mine. I know. That's really... It's impressive. It's impressive because I guess I, you know, as someone who never had boundaries, I always had boundaries with weddings. Like my friends would be like, and I'd be like, just so you know, I can't be in the party.
Why?
It was always financial. But because like financially, I just remember always being, I mean, one of my best friends was like, you can be in it just like, and you don't worry about coming to the bachelorette party. Because I mean, at the time I really lived paycheck to paycheck, like really bare minimum of money, like all of my early 20s.
Oh my God, me too. Up until like recently.
Yeah.
Like paycheck to paycheck to like get it running away from creditors and...
to like stay alive. So like a bachelorette party or even a wedding, I'd be like, this is an unforeseen cost that like I don't have the means to cover.
See, I would be like, put it on the credit card. And that's how I got into so much.
Yeah.
Debt. The thing is, and I've said this before and I'll say it again.
Say it.
Where's my wedding? Okay.
Because, yeah.
Listen, I'm getting no ROI. That's a business term meaning return on investment.
Right. Where's the ROI?
Where's the ROI for Big Fat Chris? Am I getting married? It doesn't seem like it.
It doesn't feel like we're close. My favorite part is when I go to weddings and I'm always like, you know what they say? People hook up at weddings. Never have I ever hooked up at a wedding.
Oh, and I'm like, oh, people do, but it's those people over there.
I guess it's the hot people. I mean, I don't know. I just never, don't get me wrong. I'm BFF with the grandparents and the flower girls. You know, we're exchanging numbers to be like, I could babysit. Just let me know when. But it is not what I thought the night would entail.
That's how I feel, too. And I
okay,
always,
question. Question for you right now. Your wedding. What's it like? Let's go.
Okay.
Paint the picture.
I want you to go first. Do you know yours already?
No, not really.
Okay,
but...
so mine is like kind of like Hallmarky to be lame. But like, okay, picture big, empty, like barn kind of thing.
Yes.
Middle of nowhere, but it's like huge and glamorous.
Yes.
And there's lights, so many all white the lights. It's like a fire hazard.
Yeah. It is borderline illegal.
There's like a crack. Oh, there's a bonfire the night before.
Yes.
The food is obviously sublime.
Absolutely. And what is the food? Are you doing buffet style or are we sitting? No, we're sitting.
We're sitting.
Okay.
And we're not giving options except for at the beginning. People are going to be like, is it vegetarian or regular?
Are there allergies? No allergies in the barn, because, unfortunately.
Like, it'll be like a filet mignon, okay?
Oh my God.
Like a giant shrimp, maybe, like stuffed with crab meat.
You have to do an homage to shrimp or it's not right.
I have to. A shrimp.
Yeah. There's either a boat of shrimp
Oh, there's a lot. There's going to be a lot of shrimp.
Okay, good. Good.
What else?
I like that. Steak.
Potato. Like a potato. Maybe like a potato bar.
Oh my God. I love that.
Right?
Because you know I love a little cheese, a little bacon, a little sour cream.
Yeah, and it's like you may pick your poison. You want mashed, you want baked, you want twice baked, you want scalloped.
Okay, I think that's a great, a potato bar is super fun. What are we doing for dessert? Because you know I'm fixated on dessert.
Well, there'll be a big, beautiful cake as the centerpiece.
Beautiful cake. Will it taste good as well?
It'll be, yeah, but it'll good. Be some kind of chocolate type thing. No fruit.
Oh, if you put fruit on a cake... We don't have
ruin
a problem.
It with a jam.
We okay? have a problem.
But then also like tons of other desserts. Oh, yeah. And also like lots of breads.
I love breads. Maybe an ice cream bar. I'm just throwing it out there.
Like bread baskets on the table, but like with different, like with like an olive, one with like olives baked into it.
I like olives.
And like mushrooms, like Great British Bake Off bread.
Maybe we have like, you know, when you have olive oil to dip bread in.
Yeah.
That's wealthy.
That is wealthy.
We love that. We literally love that.
And like spun butter, so it's like
get out
creamy.
Of town. Yes. And maybe like it has your face on it, the butter.
Yeah, it's made out of my face.
I think that's fun.
Maybe ice cream cake as well.
Yes.
Milkshakes.
Don't say milkshakes if you don't.
And when you leave, there's burgers, fries, milkshakes, mozzarella sticks, and like chicken tenders and stuff.
I love that. I love people who do like a 1 a.m. like the drunk food. I'm always like, thank you for knowing.
And like a big Gatorade that everyone can get. So
you
won't
be
as hungover.
Let's get some electrolytes in you here.
And you know, I know someone who gave out like beautiful packaged joints at the end of their wedding.
Okay. That's a hero.
Like three joints with a bow on it on the
no.
So that also.
That is iconic. Because I wanna, if I'm in the middle of the woods, if you think I'm not taking my joint and just going outside to be like, what is nature? You're crazy.
And you know when you're all like pumped up and you're like, oh, I have to go back to the hotel now. And it's like, no.
No,
you
don't
smoke this joint and watch, you know, Netflix is on the smart TV at the hotel.
Yeah, you could even just watch the hotel, just the regular channel. And that's a good time with some really, you know, some good F-list actors who got a gig. And that high is a dream.
A Real Housewife selling stuff on QVC.
That, yeah. Oh, my God. Could you ask for more?
Could you? I mean... And the wine would obviously flow like it was Southern Italy.
It's the wine is flowing.
Maybe it is Southern Italy. Who knows where we are money-wise,
Well, money-wise, you never know.
I'm marrying a royal.
You really could be, or just even into like a lot of wealth.
Which I would love to do.
I would love that as well. I think that would be... just like fun and on brand for me.
And they're like, we want you to wear this $1 million family heirloom. And I'm like, it doesn't feel right. It's too much. And they're like, it's a family heirloom. And I'm like, well.
All right.
And they're like, John Rockefeller wore it at his wedding. And I'm like, okay.
All right. Pin me down.
I have to. I will.
I have to. It's a, what is it? It's a, could be a.
It's hand woven.
Wow.
Gown.
Oh my God.
Off-white.
And Teddy wore it?
Teddy's wife wore it.
Well, Teddy's wife. But regardless, somebody wore it. And it's stunning.
Someone wore it. And it was in my size. She was a big girl.
That really is stunning.
And and they're like, you're the same size as grandma.
It's
and
a great.
I'm like, whoa.
Whoa, the luck.
The
and
luck.
Also, because they can take things, they can move. I don't know how fabric works 100%, but you can make things fit different people.
And diamonds.
Diamonds. Wow. I am obsessed with that.
What would yours be like?
Okay, so this is something that I've been thinking. I literally can't believe I'm going to say it out loud, but I will. This is something I've been thinking for myself. I think what I might do because...
Hold on, wait. Also, you have to say what song you would walk down the aisle to.
Okay, that I'm not good at. What would you walk down?
I would. Okay, so there's this group called Vitamin String Quartet, and they play a quartet.
Oh,
you know, and And they have like tons of like every song you can
think
of. You
shared that with me. Yes.
I love it. So I would do something like it from a, like a string quartet song, but like a funny song that you're like, wait, is this?
I love that. Is this Money by Cardi B?
Yeah, like something like that. Can you imagine? That is what I would do. An acoustic version of Money. Or a string quartet version of Money by Cardi B.
I love that. I think that is iconic.
That's very on brand for me.
That's so on brand. I'm not very good at like songs or like, I mean, honestly, my favorite song is Annie by John Denver, but I know that every guy would hate that. And they did not end up together. So I'm like, okay, maybe I have to let that dream go. That could maybe be, I don't know what I walk down the aisle to. I'm not good at that. I would need
I
help.
Have that song. Remember that song? I'd stay awake just to hear you breathing.
Yeah.
That would be a nice song.
Yeah.
It's stuck in my head. Weird. Uh-huh. Maybe I'm going to fall in love soon.
I think you are. And then like, it could even be like one of those fast weddings where it's like,
Romeo,
do you want to get
take
married?
Me somewhere we can be alone. I'll be waiting.
All you gotta do is and then the
That's
violin.
That's an amazing vitamin string quartet cover.
I can only imagine that would be absolutely haunting.
And if I was a lamer girl, I would walk down the aisle to it. Or if anybody was like, you should do it. If somebody said I should do it, I would do it.
Absolutely. If someone was like, this would be so you, I'd be like, if it's me, then what am I to do? I cannot protest. But what
finish your wedding. Yeah.
What I think I might do at my wedding is make it a black and white event. Everyone wears black or white, and I wear like
red.
A stunning color. Yeah.
Pink.
Some sort of blue. I mean, I don't know. I might even go with like, I just feel like I'm such a colorful person and I hate
the purple on your nails is gorgeous. I just keep thinking about that.
Thank you. Like, that's what I'm saying. I could wear a stunning purple. Like, I think I like the idea of me standing out in like a really colorful way. I feel like that's very me.
I love that. Remember Christine's wedding on Selling Sunset?
Yes.
It was like too over the top, but yeah. I do like a lot of the things.
The black. Yeah, it was very cool. Are they divorced? Do you know?
I don't know. I looked it up. I couldn't find it.
Because she's like in a new house and like all
she's
of a sudden.
She's the worst. she is the worst on Insta and on TV. We're talking about Christine Quinn of Selling Sunset.
Yeah. Would I be surprised if the marriage is over? No, not me. I wouldn't be.
I told you that I watched that horror movie. Did I tell you this?
No. What horror movie?
It's about sharks infesting the lake water. And at the beginning, this girl is like splashing around, blah, 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 and then gets like attacked. And that's the beginning. And you know something's wrong. And I'm like, she looks like Christine Quinn. I think that's Christine Quinn. And I looked it up and it was her.
Of course. Am I surprised? No.
In 2011, I think it came out.
Good for her. She booked.
She booked. And she looked good. And honestly, she was pretty good.
See? Wow. And
she has to give a very dramatic being murdered. Screams and stuff, and it wasn't cheesy.
Let me tell you something. That's something I find humiliating for some reason. When someone's like, scream like you're being murdered, I'm like, I want to die here.
I feel like I wouldn't scream.
Yeah, you can blow out your vocal cords. You have to be careful. You'd welcome the shark. Come here, little guy.
Come here, honey. Okay, wait, what else about your wedding?
Well, that was the thing that I think, what else?
Food.
Food. Well, I think I will do an ice cream bar and a ton of desserts, obviously. I also want to have like, obviously a massive open bar. Like we're just drinking and having fun. Speeches out the wazoo. Some people might be like, what do you mean? I'm like, literally anyone I want to make a toast. Like I literally want it to be just like, I love toasts. I want to cry. And I want people to tell
too,
me.
But you can't have too many.
I might. I really might.
The thing is, once you hit more than like four, I'm like, okay, bitch.
But that, I think it might be that. Now I might do like two and then a break and then we're back and then a break and then we're back and then a break and then we're back.
Oh, see, I'm like, I like getting through everything and being like, okay, let's dance. Let's party.
See, I don't like to dance that much.
Oh, I love getting drunk and dancing at a wedding. It's my favorite thing.
I get really stressed out about the dancing. So like I need to come up with something that's like more fun for me.
What's your dream bachelorette party? You can get creative. For example, like my friend that lives in Scotland, for hers, we went to Amsterdam because she doesn't drink. And then we got like a cab, like this beautiful house that was like 45 minutes outside Amsterdam on the train. And it was like literally just in the middle of Holland. Like,
oh my God.
Like this like farmhouse in Holland. And it was amazing. And we just like got crazy high the whole time.
That's really fun. I mean, a part of me feels like, yeah, I would be happy going to a cabin and just like playing board games and having fun.
Imagine if your bachelorette party was like, we're going to, or your maid of honor was like, we're going to Vegas.
Yeah, I would, not that I don't hate a little gambling, because I do like, I like slots. I like the slots. You know me, I love a good slot machine. I don't know.
Have you seen the ads for that movie? I think it's called like Trish and Barb Go to Del Mar Vista.
Yeah, I think a little bit.
I can't remember exactly what it's called.
Yeah, but with Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, it's so up our alley. I'm so sad it's not us. It's about two women going on vacation.
Damn it.
Two Midwestern women going on vacation.
Yeah, why is that not us?
I don't know.
I don't know how that got past our agent.
I feel like I could, I mean, I think maybe they wrote it too, but I still think.
Yeah. Vacations are stressful.
Vacations are stressful. You know what's not stressful? Should we do a Hallmark or should we do a Hallmark?
I think we must.
Okay, guys, it's time. The Hallmark movie of the week. Okay, do you want to start or should I?
I like when you start.
We open on, picture this.
Yeah.
A giant winery. Okay.
Yes,
a winery in wine country.
Wow.
In California.
Absolutely.
Okay. And it's a big vineyard.
Well, it's massive. Yeah.
It's a massive vineyard. There's people walking around. People are on tours.
Wow.
We see a gentleman. A gentleman, and he appears to be in high authority.
Well, that makes sense.
And he's quite attractive.
Oh wow.
The camera angle is a little odd. Because you see they didn't have the budget to get a stand, a high stand.
There's no crane shot.
And he's a tall man, so a crane shot would have come in handy. Mm. Because this man, I mean, granted, I'm looking up.
You're looking up.
If I'm looking up,
well, right,
that's I'm 6 foot tall, so that must be a man who's what? What is that? 6'2"?
Well, scientifically, even your neck, when you look up, it has to be at least two inches. So
I think the angle is about 45 degrees.
Okay,
so that if E equals MC squared,
divide,
and Pythagorean theorem,
right? What's the difference?
Is length times width times height?
Well, the height, that's the problem. Yeah,
and obviously pi is 3.14.
We know that. Right. So
if you take all of those things into account, plus it was a Friday in January, probably like. I don't know if this calculation seems a little off to me, but 6'2 or 6'3.
Okay. No, that actually makes sense, I think.
Is that what you got too?
Yeah, that's what I got.
Okay. Well, I guess he's 6'2, 6'3.
We'll have to go with that. Yeah.
And he's smiling. He looks like he's running for office almost. Okay. He's
a politician. Like, sure.
He has politician vibes. Okay.
I love that.
But
yeah.
He's wearing nice jeans and all the girls are fawning over him.
How could you not?
And that's when we see a high-powered reporter.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's standing there with her clipboard and she's looking at him. And
I love her already.
And she turns to her best friend.
Oh, that's
who lives in the town as well.
Possibly if she's a reporter, he could be the camera guy.
Perhaps. But a lot of people think he's more on air camera. Yeah.
That makes sense. Like a co-host. They sort of travel as co-hosts.
They travel. So he's holding the camera.
No.
Acting.
They co-host.
Acting.
No. I hear they could rotate even, because if it's a certain story, she reports and he reports other stories. He's very good at making really tragic things sound okay.
Well, the thing is, it's a small town, and
it's really small.
And there are a two-band army. They bring the news to this small town.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she turns to him and she's like, oh, he smiles a lot for somebody that didn't mind taking down 200 feet of lumber.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, can you give him a chance? Okay. He seems like a nice guy. You know, he owns a hospital, a children's hospital.
Okay. Well, that's nice that he's kind to children, but he literally took the trees out of the forest.
He bought the land. What did you want from him?
You can't just take trees away and not replant them.
He's doing his, and as I say it, excuse me, miss. Hi, I'm John Davenport, and thank you for coming to the grand opening of Montauk Vineyards.
You're welcome. I'm actually not here for pleasure. I'm here for business.
Oh my God. Sorry. The sun was in my eyes before. You're absolutely gorgeous.
Okay. Well, thank you. I am, dressed for work, if you will. We're reporting.
I wish I worked where you work. I wouldn't get anything done.
All right. Well, do you mind if we actually take an interview, report a story?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't give any comments. I already promised Trish at the New York Times. Mm. She's doing a virtual.
The exclusive.
And then I bump in. I'm like, oh, sorry that we're not from the big fucking city.
Yeah. Ugh.
And he says, oh my God, aren't you Steve Zimmer? And
Zimmer.
I say, yeah, that's me. And he goes, oh, I thought I recognized you. My brother is Rex. And I say, Rex.
Rex.
And I look at you. And he's like, anyway.
Yeah.
back to shaking hands and kissing babies. And I turn to you and I say, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Do you remember the guy that I was in love with? And I got a little crazy and I...
Stalked?
I burned. Yeah.
And you...
That's Rex. That's his brother.
Oh God. Well, I think it's fine.
Yeah, he recouped fine.
He recouped.
You can't even see any of the scars.
No, they healed beautifully. And John didn't seem weirded out by it. He seemed like, oh, I know you.
Listen,
a friend.
I'm beginning to think.
Yeah.
That they didn't know that it was me that did light their house on fire. But see, the thing was, I didn't mean to. I had written in candles, I miss you, remember?
Oh, that's right.
In the front yard, and the yard was dead, and the candles weren't bright enough, so I sprayed some gasoline in a squirts bottle.
Right.
And next thing you know, the whole house was up in flames.
And, in your defense, we obviously were able to break that story. And that was exciting for our career, obviously.
Kind of what really launched us off the map.
That's what I think, No
we
one reports
viral.
Viral.
So.
Wow.
He's still looking at you.
Oh.
He keeps on glancing over here.
Wow.
Did he call you pretty?
He said, I mean, he also didn't grant me an interview. So he's a politician. He's sweet talking. There's no way he meant it.
Listen, if he's a politician, I'm going to vote.
Well, yeah, I don't know. He seems like, look at him. He's chumming up with all the girls. Please.
Oh,
there's
you know
no
him.
Way. I know,
you know him.
Him.
He's a flirty guy.
Exactly. He's a flirty guy. I can't. I'm not going to. I can't,
He does seem interested in you, though. I will say that.
I know that. But also, he cut down all those trees. And if he thinks I'm going to go easy on him, I'm sure as hell not.
Well, listen. He, oh my God.
What?
He's staring over, and he walks over. Excuse me, I couldn't help but think about your offer for a sit-down interview. How's tonight at 8 p.m.?
That
maybe
works.
At Mulaski's?
They allow camera crews in there?
Well, I'll talk to Susan, the owner.
Okay.
And I'm sure she'll say yes. Very few people turn me down.
Perfect. Great. Yes. We'll be there.
And I'm nervous. And I'm like... And then he looks at me and he goes, maybe I'll bring my brother. And he
goes, okay.
Oh my God.
And then he walks away and we're like, okay, we got the exclusive.
We got the exclusive. I'm a little bit more concerned.
I know. The Rex thing, that's a lot to throw in there. What I don't want to have happen is that you get distracted, which is what I am worried will happen.
The thing, if you distracted.
Just, you know.
If you, I mean, what are we talking about?
Okay, right. So like Rex might be there. Yes, we know that. And in a way, I think he's doing it to distract you. So what I'm saying is you're not going to fall for that. No, no. Because we
what if
have
he's,
to get...
But here's the thing. What if it's that he's in love with me still?
Rex? Well, am I wrong to say that you texted him a lot and he didn't respond though?
Well... He was covered in bandages, so it wasn't easy for him.
It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy.
To text or to talk, you know? Remember, I visited him in the hospital a few times?
Right, right.
And they
How
said,
long
Get
has
out
it
of
been
here.
Since you've seen him?
Well, it's about 5 years.
Wow.
About 5 years after he got out of rehab.
Right.
Not drugs or alcohol for the, you know.
Well, of course. No. Just
to literally rehab himself.
I
sent him some flowers and he didn't reply.
He didn't, did he? Well, okay, you're going to get some closure tonight. I'll say that. And I'm going to get closure for these trees.
I forgot about the trees.
I see, distracted. That's what I'm talking. I need you to focus. Hey. Focus, look at, so
do you really care about the trees that much? I mean, he's a handsome man.
Right, but still, no, we have to, yeah, we do care about the trees for many reasons,
but
the environment.
We also care about what we're wearing tonight.
Well, you're let's right. not look frumpy, we're going to be on camera.
Which one of us is going to do the on-cam interview?
Normally, you know, do you want to
no you do it.
No, I mean, I could absolutely, maybe that'll help actually, because if you're interviewing him, you can't be distracted and I'll take care of Rex.
Okay, we'll see.
Okay, we'll see. We could rotate. Who knows what we'll do? What are we wearing? I think I might go with a tight black pencil
black
suit.
Pencil.
Dress.
Suit dress. Yes, me too.
Okay. Perfect. I think that's what we have to do, you know?
Yeah, I have to. I'm going to wear multiple pairs of Spanx. I already have on three.
Yeah, I like that idea. Let's tight and, you know, toned.
Toned.
You know those you know those Spanx that go up? It's like it's a whole suit thing.
Yes.
I might do that cuz sometimes then it gets rid of the back overflow.
Where does it all go though?
I think they try to make it go to your boobs.
See, I want mine in my butt. How do I get it in the butt?
Oh. You know what? There are butt ones. We could look for a butt one that I think helps with the... I don't know how it fully works.
You know, I think I'm just going to wear a tuxedo. I might go classic.
I like that. One time I wore like Spanx to... I think it was a wedding. And I was like, this... I've never felt so uncomfortable in my life.
Hmm.
I can't breathe.
Yeah, sometimes I'll wear a waist cincher or like a corset under my and if I have like a show in an Uber, I'm literally hovering above the seat in the Uber the whole time because I can't fully sit down.
Yeah, it's like it's too much for me, and I'm always convinced like I don't think it really helps me because it takes away one problem spot, but does give me eight others.
See, mine would probably it would just be all my thighs and like my wrists.
Yeah, it's like I look like a baby.
It would be.
I'm like a very hot baby.
I remember once Melissa McCarthy won the Emmy and she like started her speech and was like, I didn't think I was going to win because they said I wasn't going to win. And so I just went in the bathroom and I took off all three pairs of Spanx I was wearing. And then they said my name, but I was so uncomfortable. I couldn't sit.
Good for her.
Okay. Do you want to take over?
Oh, yeah. So you're wearing a classic tux with...
But it's not that classic. Let's make it like velvet at least.
Let's make it at least velvet. And I do think with like green velvet pump.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It's more like a lesbian on her wedding day tuxedo.
Yeah, exactly. And it's very tailored and it's there's also like an emerald necklace, like
and
earrings
and
a cape. So it's very stylish and classic, and like we truly love it. It gives a vibe of power, if you will. And I think for myself, honestly, my new vibe is like I'm doing a green plaid skirt.
Ooh.
And then like a silk striped shirt.
Okay.
So it's like, oh God, high fashion. Do you know? It's like, oh my God.
It looks like we stepped off the runway in Milan.
Exactly. But we're so different. You know what I mean?
But this, we're different. We're from the same family.
Yes, exactly. The silks go. And so we get there and we see John. And John's like, hello, the restaurant's closed down. He literally rented the restaurant. We're like, oh, that's amazing for sound. Thank you. And then we see.
And I say sound, fuck.
No.
I forgot all the sound equipment.
Stop
it. It's fine. It's fine. The camera will get it.
It's fine. It won't be great audio, but we'll get it.
I'm just going to use my phone.
Yeah, perfect. And then John like waves somebody over and this man comes over and he's like, well, I'm wearing heels.
No.
So, yeah, they're thick heels, but they're heels and it's a good 2 inches. I can't go higher than that. I don't want to fall or embarrass myself. But so I'm probably 5'8"-ish. But he is... a little taller than John, even, I'll say.
Taller than John? He's 6'2"?
That's what I'm saying. He's taller than John. It's, you know, give or take an inch-ish. So he's like, he's topping 6'3", is what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And...
you think you've seen everything.
Well, when you think... I know. Can you imagine? And so he comes over and he's got this confidence, but also this very shy, almost nebbish vibe, you know? And
Rex had that.
Right. And I say, I'll take a martini. And he says, oh, I don't work here. Sorry, I'm Rex.
And we're and both I say, like, two martini. What?
And he's like, hey, stranger. That's what he says.
Oh my God. Hey.
Hi. Rex. How are you?
Good. You look good.
Thank you.
You look really good. The plastic surgery really worked for you.
It really did. Because it was almost like a light chemical peel. And so I just got to get rid of all my acne scars. And now I look stunning.
Wow. So you must want to thank whoever did that for you.
Well, I think it was just an accident. That's what they said.
Yeah, I heard that too. I reported on it. It was.
I remember.
I remember the fire department saying it's definitely not arson.
Right, which was a relief, I think, for everybody.
Yeah, best $500 I ever spent
on for
what?
What was the best?
You look.
Thank you.
So good.
Wow, that's you don't need to. Hey, I want to apologize. I when I was in rehab, they said to really focus on me. And so I couldn't respond to your messages then.
I had a feeling there was a mitigating circumstance as to why you weren't responding. I didn't think I was going to get emotional. But I was just I was excited, you know.
Yeah.
That you were getting the help that you needed because of that accident.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry for saying that. I hope you died in there. That was just because I was upset that you weren't responding.
I wasn't aware that you actually said that.
Oh, did I? Not me. She did it.
Oh.
she's crazy. She didn't know that you were gay. She was obsessed with you.
Oh.
But she's moved on now.
Oh, good.
So anyway, we're here to interview your brother.
Yeah. And I guess I was thinking that, you know, once the interview's over or whatever, we could grab a drink or a bite or something.
You want to get a drink or?
Or a bite. Like, yeah.
Yes. 100%. Totally.
Great. Good.
Totally.
I'm glad. Well, I know you're working, so I'll let you get back to whatever it is.
Yes.
That you have to do. Are you starting the interview?
I think, well, now I'm a little bit thrown off. So I think maybe Denise should do it.
Denise, yeah.
Denise, honey.
Yeah. Hey, how are you?
Good. If you want to do the interview.
You want me to? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you help with my lighting? Do you want me here-ish?
Yeah, the lighting's good.
Okay.
The height difference is a lot, but it'll work.
Okay, we could sit.
Well, okay. Yeah, why don't we, and I'm like trying to get it on my phone.
Yeah.
why don't the light, yeah, sit. Why don't you guys sit? It is a diner after all.
Yeah, let's sit. And same side of the booth or different?
Maybe the same.
I know. I kind of feel like that's a cute, intimate vibe.
It's very riding in cars with comedians. Or
exactly.
Coffee. What is it?
With coffee.
Riding
getting
in cars
coffee.
With boys.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Which is the vibe I'm going for. So I'll be here and then he could be like that. And so, John, just answer all the questions, you know, honestly. And yeah, we'll take it from there. Tell me when we're rolling.
Okay. And action, we're rolling.
Okay. So, John, I'm here. Hello. I'm Denise Richards. Hello. And this is Richardson. And I'm here with John, the owner of Wine, Wine, Vineyards, Wine.
Wine, Wine, Vineyards, and Wine.
That's right. Now, John, your vineyard is exploding, which is very exciting.
Thank
but
you.
But you've cut down more than 5,000 trees.
Well,
how are you expecting to repair the damage you've already done?
Well, as many people know, my family owns most of the ocean as well, which is 97% unexplored. So with the money from these trees, I am exploring new ways of releasing oxygen via the ocean into the atmosphere. As you know, I planted a tree nursery not but 100 miles from here with more than double the trees that were removed.
Well, the problem is you got rid of canopy trees. So trees that were over 50 to 100 years old. So the type of oxygen that they were giving out is pebbles to the nursery, if you will, of trees you planted. So although it's a nice gesture, that's not fooling this reporter.
Can I ask you to do something for me? Denise,
sure. Yeah. Oh.
I want you to close your eyes, okay? And take a deep breath.
Okay.
You see that? Do you know what that is?
No.
It's breathing.
What's your point?
My point is we're fine, aren't we? We're just fine. We're breathing.
Okay. But John, people like you doing things like you're doing, if enough people do it, it's going to start affecting the environment, the ozone.
I could say the same thing about you.
I'm sorry?
If people like you keep doing what they're doing.
What am I doing?
Putting up a guard. Avoiding feelings. Okay? Eventually, this is going to come back to haunt you. And you're going to realize you made the wrong choice. You picked oxygen over love. And some might say they're both a life force.
I'm going to take a quick pause. This is really going somewhere good. Steve?
Rex.
Rex? No.
Steve's my brother.
Okay, but Rex, who's with Rex that I work with?
Oh, his name.
Yeah, what's his name?
I think it's like
JonBenet.
JonBenet.
Okay, JonBenet.
I think it's JonBenet.
JonBenet, can I see you in the bathroom for a second? Could I see you in the bathroom?
Yes.
Okay. What the hell is going on with this interview?
What do you mean?
Did you hear what he just said?
I was not paying attention. Did you
Jesus
see what Steve was saying to me? He was like, he told me he asked me for a drink.
No, that's great. But I am now, I need you to focus because he just said love is a life force. I don't think I'm getting the answers. This interview is going a completely different direction. What do I do? What do I say? Should we switch?
Switch. Yeah, let's switch, I guess, because you're having a panic attack.
Okay, well, I'm really stressed out. Did you hear what he said?
I've only seen you like this once when you met your ex-husband.
Okay, let's not.
Who died.
I know that he died.
Tragically.
Yeah, that was.
In an ocean.
Yeah, speaking of oceans, did you hear he brought up oceans?
I don't think he knows that your husband died by shark attack, okay?
Okay, I just need you to really get the answers, okay? Just really get the scoop. Okay, we're back.
Wait,
sorry.
Let's just switch wigs. Let's.
Yeah, let's switch. You sit and I'll stand with the phone. Here we go.
And we're back with John, who owns this amazing winery. I'm having the time of my life. John, I'm here to ask you the hard-hitting questions.
I'm ready.
What inspired you to make the world's best wine?
Well, I find that wine makes people get closer. And when people get closer, you're able to let your guard down and really let people in to love you. And I wanted to create an environment where people could fall in love and could be loved.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good answer. That was beautiful. Wow.
Ask about the trees. The trees.
Okay. John, you are tall like a tree.
Well, thank you.
You must attract a lot of women.
Oh.
Tell me about your dating history.
I wasn't expecting it to go this direction, but you know, for a long time I threw myself into work. I really wanted to get this vineyard.
Sounds familiar.
Yes. Up and running. So I never really had time for love. I was so focused on making sure other people could find it. And just recently I decided it's my turn. It's my turn.
It's your turn for love?
For love.
So is there a missus or?
No, but there is someone I'm interested in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell me about her.
Well, she's got a very high-powered vibe, if you will.
Very risky,
yeah. Very risky with her fashion choices, which I admire. And she seems like she is going to be an absolute pain in my side, but a pain that I can't live without.
It sounds kind of like my coworker. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, that's who I was.
Oh my god! And you're watching off to the side.
Yeah, the trees.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, John. And one last question.
Okay.
What would it take? What would it take for, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm having a moment.
Okay.
I'm having a moment.
Okay. What?
Denise. Miss Richards. Denise.
What?
Can we switch back? My stomach is growling.
Okay. Let's go to the bathroom.
I need a BLT.
Okay, let's go to the bathroom. We'll be right back. JonBenet, bathroom.
Okay, I'm going, okay? Somebody wants to do blow.
What happened to the trees?
What happened to what trees?
The tree.
He wants to take you on a date, okay?
So now, am I closing? Okay, it's fine. It's fine, because I'll do what I have to do. And he said that he knows I'm going to be a pain. So I, what am I not going to deliver? I have to deliver. I'll deliver.
You must deliver.
Okay. So should I bring up the tree? I have to. Okay, it's fine. All right, let me just remember who I am. Goddamn Denise Richardson. All right. I got to go. All right, let's close this bad boy out. So, John, speaking of love, I would love to know what it is your intentions are to fix the trees that you have destroyed.
Do you mean the brush? All the trees had died in the storms last year, so they were all dead. So I just cleaned them out as my civic duty and then replanted.
The 5,000 trees?
Well, 4,900 of them were dead before, and the other 100 that weren't, I had replanted in Costa Rica.
Oh. Did you, good, because corporations need to be taking responsibility for the impacts they're making on the environment.
I agree.
good.
I agree, which is why I founded Save the Trees, a nonprofit for trees.
Oh, wow. That's you?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that is all the news this reporter has to
Wait. Okay. I might have another story.
JonBenet?
No. Oh. I'm still John.
Oh, hey, John. Sorry.
Since the cameras are on, I want to get this captured just in case.
Okay.
Would you do me the honors of going to dinner with me?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Dinner? Dinner.
Dinner, movie, life.
yes, that's fine.
You're
I don't
most
think
beautiful woman I've ever seen.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm not sure if we need to put this in the interview. I don't want to lose my.
And
you know.
As you say it, you look up, and the camera is shaky anyway. And me and Rex are like getting into it.
Okay, perfect.
On the counter, you I'll just see my cape flying around.
Yeah. Okay. Cut. Sorry. Cut. JonBenet, that's a wrap for us.
Shut up.
Wow. Okay, so should we grab a bite to eat?
Yeah, I got some of your favorites. It's diner food. Except it's everything on their menu. Except soup, because I know I just don't really think of that as a meal.
Same. That's wow.
Yeah,
how did
I totally
you
didn't know that about you before.
Wow, that's that's really crazy. Wow.
And for dessert, I got you it's a whole separate place. We're going to a bakery where they're making all of your favorites.
Sorry, I'm like emotional because that's like so fun and nice.
And you can hear me and Rex
getting and into
like,
it.
And then John is like, can I ask you one favor?
Okay.
Just keep your mind open for with me. I won't hurt you like other men have.
I really don't want to cry on the first date. I feel like that is something I really have told myself is not
well,
a good.
Well, this is a Hallmark film, so pretend like it's the 400th date.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
That's the benefit.
That is the benefit
of these bottle love situations. And then he says that, I come up for air and I say, we're moving in together.
Wow, that's really quick, JonBenet.
Yeah, well, we dated before, remember?
That's true.
And life comes at you fast. Just ask my namesake. JonBenet, my mother. She,
no, of course. Of
famously.
Course. You don't need to. We all know the. And your mother, you said?
Was named after JonBenet.
Oh, was
yeah.
Just named after. Right. Anyhow, we're going to get a sweet treat.
Well, I guess that would make my mother 30. So I don't think that's the case.
I don't think that is the case. But you know what? I think your mother maybe named you after JonBenet.
I think technically I'm older than JonBenet Ramsey.
I actually think technically that is true. But they changed your name at 15.
I am thinking about it now because my friend did ride the school bus with her.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I don't know where the name came from. You know what? I chose it. I forgot.
I think
switched
that's
it
what
when
it was.
I was in high school.
Yeah, to sort of stand out, I think, for Broadway auditions yeah. And such.
JonBenet.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I just remembered a drag queen that I once booked for a show, and her name was JonBenet Ramme.
Love that.
So fucked up.
Iconic.
So, and then all of a sudden, what's his name? Steve is, or Rex is like, babe, come back to bed. And I'm like, okay, I'm coming, honey. Denise.
Yeah. What?
Don't be afraid to love.
Does everybody think I'm guarded? I'm just like, I'm cautious. I think it's okay to be a little cautious. Am I guarded?
You're guarded.
God damn it.
Oh shit.
What?
And then that's when you hear Romeo, take me somewhere we can be alone. I'll be waiting. All that's left to do is run. I'll be the prince and then you start turning around cuz the lights change, okay?
Okay?
And now it's all like white lights. And then the music hits the bridge.
The bridge.
Like, I was tired of waiting. Hoping that you would never come around. And the face of you was fading. As I met you on the outskirts of town. And then you turn around and he's on one knee.
Get out of town.
And all the white lights. And then your family's also there and your friends. And all of a sudden, and it's and Taylor Swift comes out and she's like,
kneels to the ground and pulls out a ring and says, marry me, Juliet, you'll never have to be alone.
I'll be in.
And that's all I really know. And I'm like, oh my God.
And it's going on for the whole thing. And we're like, Taylor, can you please crescendo down? He's waiting.
Yeah. And I'm like, at this point, hysterically crying. Just like tears are dripping off my face.
And then he says, I talked to your dad. We'll pick out a white dress. It's a love story. Just say yes.
And I say, I want to just go back real quick and say, I don't think I'm going to wear white. And also, I don't want you and my dad to pick out the dress I'm going to wear, but I will absolutely say yes.
Yeah. And everybody starts crying and
And then we start crying and we hug.
Yeah. Oh, you do hug.
I hug, but I do like the really skinny girl thing where I also jump into his arms and wrap my legs around him like a child. Really fun. Because there's just no fear anywhere in my body that when I do that, he'll lose balance and we'll both fall. So because of that, I am fearless, which is nice to know.
Which is also a Taylor Swift song.
Right. And then we go down, we go back up, we cut to a barn decorated with white lights. Okay. Oh, and there's a potato bar. And John and I are sitting, but there's a kid in our lap. And if you can believe it, you and Rex are getting married. Married.
And I'm dressed exactly like JonBenet Ramsey. And the name
is
The Heart Nursery.
Oh my God. I love that.
Where your heart goes to grow.
Oh my God. Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, guys. It's finally time for
Praise to the Praises, yeah.
Okay, guys. This review comes from Feuder Wit. So we're going to say Wit. Whitney, maybe.
Love. Yeah.
5 stars. I am a long listener to Taylor Strecker and was introduced to the love of my life, Chris Burns. And the absolutely iconic Jesse Jollis as co-host on her show. The podcast is absolutely hilarious and can cheer me up even when I feel my lowest, aka every day for the past 4 years leading up to January 20th. Chris and Jesse are the definition of dynamic duo, and even my husband will laugh out loud at their antics.
Even her husband. Subscribe. You hear that?
You will enjoy every minute.
Aww.
Listen, Whitney is the type of girl who says, hubby.
Yeah.
Get in bed. We're not watching
sports.
We're not watching Fallon.
No.
We're going to listen to these two freaks. Okay.
Freaks.
And you're going to love it. And he says, you know what, babe, for you, I'll listen. And then he enjoys it too.
He loves it.
And listen, she's the kind of girl that says, listen, if you want to go golfing in the morning, we're listening to my podcast tonight.
Exactly. She says, take me as I am. And I am in love with this podcast, so you better accept that. I've been depressed, married to you for 4 years.
This give just me this. In podcast, are they the new depression medicine?
Ah, breaking news. A podcast makes people happier. I love it.
Breaking news. The depressed hosts behind a comedy podcast help others deal with their depression.
That's right. Two almost borderline depressed, anxiety-ridden whores make other people feel less lonely at 11.
Thank you so much, Susan.
Back to you at the studio. Wit, honey, you're an icon yourself, okay? Because you know talent when you hear it, when you see it, when you listen to it. And you put up
with your husband. You say, listen, it's been 4 years of misery.
Yeah.
And we've been in fucking quarantine. But I still love you because she's a girl who has an open heart.
Absolutely. And sometimes I know that I need love proven to me by when someone's like, I'm not going to listen or watch that. And then you're like, you want to spend time with me or not? And then they're like, yeah, okay, I'll listen. What are you laughing at so much? What are you roaring, cackling even?
Yeah.
In the other room. And she says, well, why don't you sit down? Okay.
Have a listen. Okay. So Whitney, obviously you're an icon and we adore you. Okay.
Adore.
And guys, you're all icons. Thank you for listening. If you want more, subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/middlechildren.
That's right.
Okay. Join the Facebook group Stuck in the Middle. But until then, live every day like you are the oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
Mom, Dad, you should shop Amazon for back to school and save some money. See, I'm currently obsessed with superheroes and need all the superhero stuff. Superhero lunchbox, superhero backpack. But next year, it'll be something else. Maybe dinosaurs? I don't know. I'm not a fortune teller. But I can tell you not to spend a fortune and shop low prices for school on Amazon. Okay, good chat. Amazon. Spend less, smile more.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.